Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We are live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio service of the Telly Award-winning Close Up Television and Radio. And it's really a pleasure to have you here, and we thank you very much for being with us here on the show. If you have an opportunity to listen to all of our shows, that is fantastic, because we really do provide incredible resources for all of our listeners. Really fantastic. And here's another show in store for you that is part one of a two-part series as we welcome Cynthia Banks of Core Coaching Solutions to the Close Up Radio broadcast. She's live and direct from Aurora, Colorado. Cynthia is a certified professional life coach and founder of Core Coaching Solutions, where she specializes in personal growth, holistic well-being, spirituality, and professional performance. All incredible things to be involved in. She says if you keep making changes that don't stick, it could be because you're making changes for external reasons instead of yourself. By working from our core and operating from being present and centered, there is empowerment. Prior to coaching and launching her Core Coaching Solutions, Cynthia spent her career drawing out the best qualities in people. She developed Core Coaching Solutions after tragedy had struck in her life. When she lost her husband, she spent a great deal of time grieving, and she really had to look inward. What's my core? Suddenly, you're asking yourself a question like that that you probably never even took a minute to ask. That became her guiding light. It always comes back to what's at our core. We have to work with that in order to set goals. This is where Core Coaching Solutions comes in. She says it's about getting to a person's core and building outward from within. We live in a world where everything is so externalized, and sometimes we forget about that core within, which is so essential. She says it's about really seeing the person for what they're capable of being and encouraging that, building their self-esteem and self-image. Mentoring people is something that also comes natural to Cynthia. She helps her clients identify obtainable goals to manifest their best self and future. In a coaching session, she starts out your core. What are you made of deep down? What's meaningful to you? Maybe these are questions you never even asked yourself. And she doesn't let people off the hook, she says. Everything you will ever need in life, you already have. The website is CoreCoachingSolutions.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, CoreCoachingSolutions.com. We'll mention it again during the course of the show as well. But without further ado, let's welcome our very special guest, Cynthia Banks of Core Coaching Solutions, live and direct from Colorado, for part one of an exclusive two-part close-up radio series. Cynthia, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Good day, Jim. Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be able to talk to you and your audience.
You are very, very welcome. It's a pleasure to have you here as well. And, you know, always fascinating to find what makes people tick, why we decide to do the things we do in life, especially when it comes to inspiring and empowering others to do things in their lives. But what are some of those things that pointed you in the direction specifically of wanting to really focus on coaching others? How were you introduced to it, and when did you realize you didn't just want to do this work, you were meant to do this work?
Exactly. That is a really good question. It came about early in my career, my different roles in healthcare and project management, actually. I had to build teams and get teams to buy in to whatever the goal was. I found I just had a knack for building people up, empowering them. And when I left the corporate world, I went to teach full-time at a college level. And that's when it really kicked in my skill set to mentor people, to encourage them, to get them to believe in themselves. And after a few years of doing that, it came to me, this is what I'm supposed to be doing in every role. Specifically, I need to be a coach. And the more I learned about it, about a decade ago, I did go through all the education to get my coaching certificates and continued my education over the years in coaching. It's probably one of the most fulfilling roles when you can be authentic to yourself and have a purpose for others.
That is so important. Beautifully said as well. That is so beautifully said. You know, I think when you have an opportunity to really celebrate people and see the inner, you know, goodness in them and that core, sometimes we do forget about that core. We're always looking at the external and letting the external sort of follow or direct us. But the core is where it's at and where all the answers are. And I know you've really sort of deduced that in a beautiful way. When you created Core Coaching Solutions, what was your vision? What did you want to be able to offer to people that maybe they weren't getting in other places?
You know, when I really was formalizing Core Coaching Solutions, I really myself had to look inward during a challenging time in my life. And I really examined what's at my core. And I was still in my head, you know, oh, I'm a strong person, I work hard. That wasn't enough to make changes or positive forwardness and evolve into my greatest self at that time. So I really looked inward of, wait a minute, I'm just not a hardworking, honest person. I have a lot of resiliency. I, under the worst circumstances, believe the best in myself. And when I could see that in myself, identify that, I thought this is kind of the roadmap to our foundation as people, as going forward, empowering ourselves. What is at our core, our subconscious, our heart? And that really became the basis of my coaching practice, that we're greater than we think we are. We're more powerful than we know. That's what I love to focus on and see people blossom at their pace, at what's best for them, not a cookie cutter approach.
Right. Yeah, not a cookie cutter approach. That's what's so important. A lot of times, you know, we do things in a cookie cutter approach. We sort of just do a one size fits all, and that doesn't really work because everybody's, as we know, everybody's an individual and everybody has, you know, certain passions, hopes, dreams, and desires. And you can't really sort of force that into a box. You know, you need to be able to really celebrate the individuality of everybody. What brings people to you? What are the challenges that they're facing that they tend to need help with? And again, that too probably isn't one size fits all. You probably have people reaching out to you for guidance and focus and even clarity. And I would imagine even to just get in touch once again with that core that they forgot exists.
Exactly. I'm pretty much on a referral basis in my business. People are referred to me, which is great, from previous clients or current clients. So I have individuals that come to me that are high-performing professionals that say, I need to optimize. I know I can do better. The stress gets to me. I'm under-recognized with my talents. Okay, that's a great starting point. I have a lot of people that holistically, they want work-life balance. And that seems to be unachievable to them after many attempts. And they come to me looking for a coach. I have individuals who wanted just to make personal changes, whether it be get exercise, change a diet, and their support system then is not their best coach. everybody wants what's best for us, but also kind of their way, not our individual way, what works for us. So people come to me for different personal or performance reasons, and that's when I automatically stop and say, let's look at your core. Let's look at what you're working with. Let's look at what you already have and you've had all along, but you don't work with it. You don't use it as a tool in your life. And what are your expectations? Not everybody else's, not your boss, not your spouse, not your family members. What is truly your expectations for yourself? And that's what opens up a dialogue, and often what they originally came to me for, they walk away with the thought process of, wow, I can do this, and what I thought I wanted, I actually don't want. I want something better for myself, not for the outward people in my life.
See, that's so important. It really is. And beautifully, you know, illustrated. Sometimes for some people, it's terrifying to think how much of our life is sort of on that autopilot. Even when something is bad, we can become sort of comfortable with it. It's strange how much clarity you have on the other side of that. We would have kept repeating over and over on that autopilot a behavior for years and years and years, and many people do that, and they don't even realize they're doing it, right?
Absolutely. I think it's human nature. We all do it. We have patterns in our life. We just get up. We know we're going to have coffee. We got to get on the road. I don't know how many of us have ever really thought about it. How many streetlights did I go through to get to work? And it's like, I don't remember. I was on autopilot. I know how to get there. Same thing with relationships, whether it be a work relationship, relationship with our kids, with our spouses. We have all said it, or we've heard others say it, I'm fed up with this. These kids are driving me crazy. Whatever the case may be, it might be uncomfortable. You might be burning a candle at both ends, but it's autopilot. It's easier to go with a predictable pattern than it is to change. And I don't like saying the word change, because change is also a word, a term in our lives that something's happening to us or being taken away from us. And even when it's counterproductive and doesn't work for us, don't take it away from me. It's mine,
right?
Even though it's
right.
Uncomfortable and I don't like it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it, how we all look at it? It really can be something. How do we break out of it through dialogue in a coaching session? I would imagine there's people that share things with you that they don't even share with their closest loved ones and friends sometimes, because you create a safe zone and you're not judgmental, and you let them emote, you let them speak, you listen, and you know, it's a non-threatening, non-judgmental atmosphere. You don't let them slide, you keep them in check, but at the same time you allow them the space to share and emote. Tell us about that dialogue, helping us break out of autopilot.
Exactly. One of the first things I do when I meet with a new client is we do assessment over their overall life. And there's compartments in your life. There's getting enough sleep, getting enough to eat. What is your work life? What is your spiritual life? Where's your joy and happiness? So there's about five different compartments on that wheel. And when I sit down and just really listen, I just love listening to people. It's hearing a story. And when you really take that in, then I can bounce it back to, okay, the most important thing of your day is you. So how do you start your morning? Do you take time, an extra 30 minutes, it's your hot shower time. It's your coffee time uninterrupted. So we start immediately looking at balance. And I don't like saying balance. I call it ballet. There is really no work-life balance. It's work-life ballet. It changes every day, every tune. So that initial introduction, getting to know each other, getting to know the uniqueness of the person sitting in front of me, and yes, they do let their hair down, and I feel so privileged because I get to hear what really is important to them. I get to read between the lines and bond with them and be able to create what is personal to them. Get to validate what is important to them that they don't get to. Most all of us don't tell our spouses, our friends, our deepest secrets, challenges. We just say, okay, I got this. It's okay. I can do it. And I like starting the relationship with teaching my clients centeredness, that everything is going to be based on positive psychology, the positive psychology that's best for them. And we don't take away stuff, we add. So right there, they leave with this feeling of empowerment and being validated and heard.
Those last two things that you said, the validated and the heard, are so incredibly important because so many people say they don't feel validated and they don't feel heard in their employment, whether it's the employment or it's relationships or, you know, whatever it may be. They just don't always feel like they're being heard. Everybody's talking at, but nobody's listening. That's really important, right? Everybody wants to feel appreciated, respected, heard. Not necessarily have to agree with everything that somebody says, but at least have the opportunity to express themselves and feel heard and validated. Very important.
Exactly. And you just hit the nail on the head. You don't have to agree with my opinion, understand necessarily my life experiences, but just listening and confirming that you heard what I said validates me. And that's what I really try to make fundamental with my clients. And again, I get a great deal of fulfillment hearing people's stories. It's a privilege to be that close in somebody's life, person changes, to be exposed to that. And it's, you walk away feeling validated when you know somebody's listened.
It's so important, isn't it? And a lot of times people just don't feel like they're heard or appreciated. So it's beautiful work that you're doing creating that. People also are afraid that, you know, people are watching us. They're criticizing us. They're sizing us up. They're judging us. They're observing us. But they're not really to the degree that we think. Sometimes we add a lot of sort of, we give a lot of power away by thinking that the entire world is constantly watching every step we make. They're thinking about oftentimes themselves, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. In the world of psychology, it's called the Hawthorne effect, that we change our behavior, our performance, when we think people are watching us. And we do live in a culture, a society, where we are outwardly focused. What are they going to think? What do they want from me? What? We are our own worst critics. And when I can give a client the tools to be centered, to keep focused on being centered, not selfish, but just centered, deep breathing exercises, some type of positive, I call it psychology boosters, what makes you feel good, and think about that when you're under stress, it all brings back my clients to be grounded, centered, look inward, and not watch the world spinning around them of what should I do, what are you expecting me to do. When we can walk solid on our feet, our emotional, mental feet, and feel good about ourselves and have the tools to keep ourselves aligned, that's when we're at our greatest. That's when we can accomplish the most for ourselves. And that's when we're better for everybody else around us as well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly right. Exactly right. You know, when you ask someone these questions, their answers sometimes are more about that judgment of the outside world. The outside world should see me as a good person, a hard worker, maybe cool with it, you know, in the mainstream, part of the whole, you know, the cool crowd, whatever it is. But it's not exactly relevant to your inner self, right?
Exactly, exactly. And I think it's something that most all of us struggle with all of our lives, from kids, teenagers. We all can see what they struggle with, of trying to fit into the crowd. And again, when we can be centered, realize the only person we really need to impress is ourselves. Again, we are our own worst critics. And when we can be centered, recognize and embrace our own uniqueness, that's when we are blossoming and we're no longer a wallflower. We're the greatest bouquet in the room. And it's a matter of changing that thought process pattern that most all of us have lived with, have been conditioned to be all of our lives.
Yeah. Yes, right, exactly. The conditioning that happens the minute we are born sometimes, and we don't realize that, which is extraordinary. You know, we all want to have good experiences in life. We want to see spontaneity, improvisation, and intuition. Those are all important, right? We don't always have to script everything. We don't always have to have everything designed to please everybody else except ourselves, right?
Absolutely.
Get balance.
Absolutely. We have to, I think we all strive for balance. We try to balance out work with our family life. We're often last on our own list. And
yeah,
when we can change that thinking of there's no 50-50 balance, it's impossible in the world, but there is ballet. And I like to empower my clients, give them the tools. So at any given time, they can shift, they can rebalance, they can look at the world of when I'm happy and fulfilled, I can fulfill the rest of the world around me. And that causes a lot of freedom to be spontaneous, to enjoy a moment you wouldn't otherwise recognize, whether it be a walk in the park or having some coffee or just a quiet moment. That's the best part of finding ballet, not balance.
You love this work that you do, don't you? This is really extraordinary. Do you have, this is part one for our audience following along. This is part one of an exclusive two-part series with Cynthia. Is there anybody that might come to mind, maybe? You don't have to say who they are, but possibly somebody that comes to mind that you might share as a success story where you worked with them and as a result, they've really, you know, their lives have changed for such in a positive forward movement way because they are in touch either for the first time or they have reintroduced themselves to that core.
You know, I am very blessed that I love what I do. And I often wake up thinking, who gets to do what they love every day? And I've had several clients that just stick to my ribs is what I call it. They wanted life change or they were forced to change through a divorce or losing their job. They just didn't have confidence. They didn't have that belief in themselves. And I am a big one to celebrate people. And I'm like, you got this. We're going to do a plan that's right for you. We're going to tap into your core. And to see them 3 months, 6 months later, and their life has totally blossomed. They're in a new career, or they didn't think they could make it on their own after a divorce, and they're flourishing. That is so satisfying to me. My whole purpose is to help people become their best version, and I get the most reward out of it, immediate reward of just seeing somebody not even trying, just open to the idea that they can be more. They just need somebody to help them create that path and believe in them.
What is the first step? If somebody's listening right now and they're saying, you know, I could really use some of that inspiration from Cynthia. It's been a tough time. We're, you know, coming through the pandemic. My life's changed. Whatever is going on in one's life, what would you say to them to encourage them to invest in themselves? Because I say one of the greatest investments you can do is to invest in yourself, because when you do that, then you can, you know, take that energy and share it with the world. What would be something you would say to encourage them to take that step, put one foot in front of the other, and what would a initial session be like? Do you do an assessment? What are those first steps like for them and for you?
My first initial meeting is an assessment. And I don't like doing questionnaires and writing down answers. I like having a dialogue. And one of the first exercises I do is ask my clients, write a love letter to yourself. Step out of yourself, your life. Look at yourself objectively. What do you love about yourself? What do you love about your life? And right there, it puts my clients in touch with a lot of their strengths that they overlook, a lot of hope, a lot of belief and trust in themselves they're just not in touch with. And that ignites the person to, I want to love myself more. I want to be my greatest support to myself. Our relationship with ourselves is our longest lasting relationship all of our life, but it's often the most detached. So the first thing I want to do is get my clients back in attachment to themselves. And then from there we go, let's look at our core. Let's see what we got to work with, because there's more there than you may recognize, or you haven't just tapped into. You haven't had that support and that design. So that's the first place I would tell anybody, whether they're sitting in front of me or not, take a couple minutes, 5 minutes, do a love letter to yourself. What do you love, respect, hope for yourself? Write it down. Get in touch with who you are. Start that introduction process.
So important, right? So incredibly important. And again, this is a fascinating conversation, because you can learn so much just by sometimes listening. And that's something that a lot of times, you know, in our busy lives, people don't give themselves the time to do, but it's so important to do that. And when you do it, you pick up a lot of things that you might not have thought about before. And again, I'm a true believer in what you're saying, as far as the core is where it's at. That's where all the answers really are. Sometimes we look for those external numbing agents, or we need somebody else to sort of validate, you know, what we're thinking and hoping and desiring. But you got to be comfortable with what you see in the mirror. And if you're not, you can work on it. So I think that's why it's important people make the contact with you, Cynthia, because obviously you're very skilled and compassionate and empathetic, and know the different ways to work with people. Heart-centric way. CoreCoachingSolutions.com is the website. Cynthia Banks, our very special guest, certified professional life coach and founder of Core Coaching Solutions, where she specializes in personal growth, holistic well-being, spirituality, and professional performance. This is part one of an exclusive two-part series. She'll be back next week at 11 a.m. Eastern, and we look forward to part two. Thanks for joining us. It was really a pleasure chatting with you, Cynthia, and looking forward to learning more from you and your incredible expertise.
Oh, thank you very much for having me, and I hope our conversation touched and made a difference, a beginning for your audience.
It absolutely did, absolutely, in so many different ways. Thank you very much, Cynthia. We appreciate it. You have a great day. We'll look forward to the next episode. And thank you to our audience. This is Jim Masters, your host, thanking you for your time this time. Till next time on Close Up Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more coming up in just a moment and another amazing guest. Till then, for all of us, have a terrific day. And bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.